Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. As we enter into his presence with thanksgiving, thanking him for all his great and mighty acts. What a wonderful God we serve. Praise the Lord, everyone. We want to welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio. Looking forward to God moving in the Word tonight. Glory to God through Minister McCormick and Minister Black. Praise the Lord. So we thank God, praise God for all those that's getting ready to join us, and thank God for Mother McCormick being the first in line tonight. Praise God. Bless the Lord. We're going to sing a song of praise for a minute, because we don't have just the two of us right now, but we know everybody else is getting ready to come on in a little bit. But we just want to give thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. We're always thinking about what a mighty God we serve, and praise the Lord, and my God reigns, thanksgiving, or whatever. Praise the Lord. Amazing grace. And help us, glory to God, to keep tuned in to the blessings of the Lord. Amen. We're going to say a little bit of thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. One moment. You've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. One moment, please. Evangelist, you're trying to get on? Sister Edwards. Hello? Are you trying to get online?
Yes.
Okay, did you get the, you didn't get the text on your phone?
I just got this number to call, this number.
Oh, this is my phone number, but the telephone number for the Blog Talk is on your text message. It's 657. Oh, the text evidently must have been go through.
What's the number?
1-657-388-1125. Yeah, 657-388-1125. We're on the air, but I stopped just for a minute to answer that so that way you can make sure you get the number.
383 or 388?
No, the number is 1-657. And then 383,
okay.
1125.
Okay. That's all I
dialed in. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. God bless. I do apologize. We have a new minister wanting to come in out of Georgia to want to come on. And so I do apologize for that interruption for a moment. But as the Lord blesses us to others to join us, we don't want to pass the church going to church. But nevertheless, we still welcome those that are just coming on to the Blog Talk Radio, and we were in the midst of just giving a little bit of thanksgiving to the Lord with thank you, Lord. So we'll go back with that one just for a couple of minutes as the others join us for the word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. You saved my You made me whole. You saved my soul. Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord. Last sentence, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. We bless the Lord for you tonight as we get ready to prepare. Glory to God for the word in just a few minutes. We're going to have our scripture reading. And then we'll, glory to God, we'll have a short prayer, and we're going to start with Minister Black out of Connecticut to speak first, and then we'll have Minister Mother McCormick out of High Point, North Carolina, to speak, praise the Lord. And then we're going to join introduction, and just a casual introduction and a brief one, and then we're going to allow the man and woman of God, glory to God, to share what the Spirit of the Lord has placed in them. As we have been going all week with the theme, your attitude will determine your altitude. And we know that has to do with your humility. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. He'll do the exalting. And we know, and it's going to take faith and obedience to the Spirit of the Lord, as well as seeking his face and getting his word. And also, promotion comes not from the east or the west, but from the Lord. Each one has their topic up on their the theme, and praise the Lord, we believe in God to bless both of them in a powerful way as they share their theme, share their topic with you. Praise God, and we're getting ready to read something under the Philippians 2:9-11. Therefore, because he humbled himself, God exalted him, which we were talking about Jesus, to him the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. That at that name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth, under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And the greatest state of humility we know is in Jesus Christ. Humbled himself all the way to the cross. All the beatings and the ridicule, ostracism and criticism, and everything that he went through on our behalf to redeem us back to the Father. Truly, he was a man of humility and obedience to the Father. Nothing caused him to deviate off the path. Even when Lazarus was in the process of dying, and even when he died, no matter what, even the Mary and Martha said, "Oh, if you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died." But the thing about it, Jesus was following the obedience of his Father, and God had a greater plan for the manifestation of his glory to come forth. So even though challenges may come, we got to be in that place of nevertheless, whatever the word of God say, humble ourselves, open ourselves, be sure, glory to God, that we have the whole armor of God, make sure that we're standing on his word. And even when the enemy comes like a flood, the Lord said he'll raise up a standard, and the enemy will do everything he can to get us deviate off the path and to keep us from submitting and committing what God wants us to do, because God has a plan for us according to Jeremiah 29:11. But anything the enemy can do to cause us to miss out on the inheritance or what God has for us, that's why God says his plan is not for his plan is for good, not for evil, to give us that expected end, to bless and to prosper us in the name of Jesus, and to give us that expected end, because that thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came to give you that abundant life. So he's all about trying to keep us from obtaining what God has for us. You know, if he's been thrown out of heaven, he's not going to be able to get back there again. So anything he can do to make sure that hell enlarges itself, that's what he's going to do. But we got to make sure we're determined that We're going to stand on the promises of the Lord and be committed and loyal and very obedient to what God says. Many of the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers us out of them all. So, Father, we just thank you for all your promises, all that you've already said and done. Thank you for Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord God, for the anointing. Thank you, Lord God, if we just continue to get in a place that no matter what, we trust you when we can't trace you. So forgive us, Lord, as we come in your presence today with a spirit of thanksgiving and attitude of gratitude. But is anything found in our lives where we've missed you or deviate off the path, forgive us, God, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God, that the promises of the Lord add enrich and beckon no sorrow. So, God, we just glorify you today. We thank you, Lord God, for these speakers for today, that you are blessed. Your word is already anointed, that you anoint them. And as they open their mouth, they will pour out into us that you deposited in them. God, we thank you for revelation knowledge. We pray that you cover them under the blood as well as their families, God. We know, glory to God, hallelujah, that whatever you say, glory to God, it will come to pass. It may not be the hour or the time we think, but your word is already settled when you said it. Now we have to have the mindset, glory to God, when we pray, believe that we receive in the name of Jesus, according to Mark 11. So, God, we just thank you so much for being so good to us every morning, to renewed mercies. Glory to God, for glory and honor belongs to you. We worship you. We magnify you, do. We love you. We appreciate you. We lift your name up. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, the El Shaddai, the Almighty God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for Jehovah Shalom being the God of peace. We thank you, Lord God, for Jehovah Mekedesh, the God that sanctifies. Ah, Jehovah Rapha, everything we need is in I am that I am. What is he is to us, glory to God. That's a personal relationship with you, to know, glory to God, who you are and who we are in you. God, I pray, glory to God, that you continue to bless our ears to be open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church this night in the name of Jesus. We just won't hear, but we also be doers, and we allow that word, glory to God, to work out whatever's necessary in us that we can come in compliance in alignment with your word. So we glorify you and magnify you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Praise God. At this time, we're going to open the lines. Wait a minute. For our brother, Minister Black, and we're going to go ahead and give both introductions very brief for both of them, because, praise God, there's two of the prayer warriors that be on at all times and very faithful unto the Lord. We thank God for Minister Black out of Connecticut, and we thank God for him and his faithfulness, even being into second year here with us, and praying, and the word is in him. He's dedicated in his prayer time. He's dedicated in seeking out the face of the Lord. We thank God for the Lord's blessed right now. I can't even tell you the name of the church right where he is in New Haven, but nevertheless, we just want you to be able to hear him and know that the Spirit of the Lord will bear witness of that who he is as a believer and covered under the blood and glory to God, blood washed. And as our sister, too, as well, coming out of High Point, North Carolina, she is blood covered under the Lord's word and washed in his blood, and also a minister of the gospel on this prayer line, a prayer warrior that prays faithfully and got the word in her, and she speaks glory to God as God put it in her spirit. We thank God for the anointing and glory to God and for her faithfulness to this ministry as well, and what God is doing even in her local assembly too as well. We praise God for both of them. They are, glory to God, truly vessels that of honor that God has blessed, and they have a spirit of humility in them. And I thank God, glory to God, for what he's doing through them, even on this prayer line, how God is blessing in the word and encouragement. Sometimes even the prophetic come out of, sometimes God blesses, glory to God, a word that will bring to encourage others. So at this time, we're going to open the line for none other than, glory to God, our minister, Black. Each one of them have 45 minutes. If they don't finish in 45, we use that other time for taking prayer requests at the end of the night. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for all this on and even for our guests, and we acknowledge you later. But right now, we're going to listen and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. At this time, receive none other than our Minister Black. Praise the Lord. Then we have Minister McCormick right after him.
Amen. Amen. I just give honor to God who's first in my life. I give honor to our Apostle Hubbard. Amen. Our other apostles that are unaligned, our prophets, our evangelists, our pastors, and our teachers. give honor to the ones that came on to listen, amen, to the words of the Lord. I just thank God, amen. This is a time coming. I mean, it's been like a month ago when you were telling everybody who the people are that we should study and hear from the Lord what to speak about, what to say. And man, I looked up Noah, I looked up Abraham, but Abraham, it was tight. I was trying to look in different books, and I'm like, Lord, you have to help me. And I just glorify God. But I did find out some things, amen, in the scriptures, amen. And Noah, now, I'm telling you, Mahalia was Noah's great-great-great-grandfather. Mahalia had a son. His name was Jared. Some people call him Jared the Nook. But his name was Jared. He was Noah's great-great-grandfather. Jared had a son. His name was Enoch. Enoch walked with God, and then he was not. Enoch was Moses' great-grandfather. I don't know if they came in contact. If they did, even at a young age, if Moses seen some things, how Enoch walk was, and Moses being in the presence of Enoch, he gleaned from Enoch, his great-grandfather. Enoch had a child. His name was Methuselah. Methuselah was, he died at 969 years old. The oldest man recorded in biblical times and all around this world, even up to today. Moses had the oldest grandfather in the world. Now, Enoch taught Methuselah. If Enoch walked with God and he was teaching Methuselah, and Moses, I know, was in the presence of Methuselah, Moses was gleaning. He was learning. Methuselah was the grandfather of Moses. Methuselah had a child. His name was Lamech. Lamech was the father of Moses. And I know Methuselah taught Lamech. Train up a child in the way they ought to go. When they get older, they won't depart from the word. So it was the bloodline unto Jesus Christ. It was the bloodline. In that bloodline, everybody walked upright. We're not talking about the things, the mistakes and the presumptuous sins, the willing sins and the mistakes and fallen and things. We're not talking about that. 1 John 1:9, if you confess your sins, he is faithful to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. We believe that. And then we put God in remembrance about who we are in him and about who he is to us and in us. That's what God want to hear. You know, he already knew we sinned. He already knew what we was going to do before we sinned. But after we sinned, what are we going to do? Get back up, ask for forgiveness, repent. And then speak the word of God. Declare. He said, let us reason together. Let us plead the blood. Amen. And let us speak the word. That's what we ought to be speaking after the fall, or even in the midst of the turmoil. Amen. The temptation. Many times we can't even entertain those thoughts. Because when we do and entertain them, those thoughts are sink 18 inches down right into our hearts. And there's a word called cockatrice eggs. They'll hatch, and then the next thing you know, we'll begin to perform those things that we were thinking that penetrated our hearts. And they're fiery darts of the enemy, and he attacks what we like the most that's not of God, what we used to do, what we desire. If we say we delivered, the enemy will come and see if we're delivered. Huh. But blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in this law doeth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, bringing forth his fruit in his season. Amen. Holy Ghost, help me. Moses was a meek man. He found favor in the sight of God. Now, Moses was a preacher man, too, because 120 years building the ark and preaching is going to rain the same message. It was like May Day. It was an emergency. It was an untimed message. Nobody heard about rain before, but it was a May Day call. He was crying out for the souls, even though they were joking him, ridiculing him. They thought he was off the hook, but he was right on time in the eyes of God, because this was a spiritual thing and not a natural thing. The natural man cannot receive the things of the spirit because they're spiritually discerned. One is on the left side, but you can't enter into the right side unless you come under the blood. My God. You had to know him for yourself. Amen. Even Moses' family. You know Noah was an upright man. Because his family listened to him. His family was dedicated to God because of Noah's lifestyle. I'm sorry about that, Moses. Okay, because of Noah's lifestyle. Had to walk upright, had to listen to God, had to believe God. And he built that ark to the T. The height, the width, the length, he didn't miss a beat. God gave him the blueprint. And his three sons, a wife, and his wife stuck with him for 120 years. You know how many times we want to give up on the Lord? Well, how we used to want to give up on the Lord. We'll do that in one day. But he stuck with him 120 years, being faithful to God, crying out to God, believing God at his word. Amen. But the Bible says he listened to God, got all the animals and birds in the ark and all the food and necessities. That big door no man couldn't close, God closed that door. The hand of the Lord closed that door. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. But the ones that don't believe him, they're already condemned. with man, we'll say, come in, come in the ark. Come in, just one more person. But God said, none of this is going to happen. I'm accepting the believers only. Nobody can come in for free. Nobody can jump over the fence. Nobody can come in the back. You must come in at the door. You must enter in at the straight gate. You got to go through Jesus to get to me. Amen. There is a cut-off line. Make no mistake about it. We can't get our family in it. We can pray about them, but I'm not going to stress over my family. I'm going to put it in the Lord's hands, say what I mean what I say, pray and war over it, and give it to God. Cast my cares to God. Give my burdens to God and have a sweet sleep. If we believe, we know God will take care of it. Ah, my God. We know God will take care of it. My God. Abraham. Abraham's grandfather. And we hear that they were in the land of Ur, of the Chaldeans. They were serving false gods. Ner had a son named Terah. Terah had three children, Abram, Hiram. He named his son after his father's name, Nahor. Nahor married a lady named Milcah. Hiram had a son named Lot. Hiram died in the land of Ur of the Chaldeans. So Terah took Lot under his wings. He became his son, even though he was his grandson. He's just like his son. Abraham married a lady named Sarai. And now somebody had to know something about Jesus, something about God. Terah said, let's pack up and let's go to the land of Canaan, flowing with milk and honey. Now, Nahor and Milcah, they stayed back. So Terah took Abram, Sarai, and Lot, his grandson. And as they were traveling, they pitched the tent over into a land called Hiram, same name as the son, Hiram. And they stayed there for a while. And Abraham accumulated so much wealth and she-goats what have you, even men and maid servants. Terah died at the age of 205. Abraham basically was stuck with Lot. The Lord told Abraham to get up. I'm taking you to a land flowing with milk and honey. Canaan land. Now, I believe in my heart, a lot of people that's not faithful to the Lord, that's half-hearted, you want to do the things for the Lord and you know what God told you to do, but you can't do it in the flesh. before you cross that line, before you cross over to do the things of God in the flesh, the person will die. He will not have flesh glory in his presence. Here I was on his way, but he was operating in the flesh. But Abraham found favor in the sight of God. Abraham was faithful, even though he was faithful to others and his father and his grandfather. Sometime, even under the age of accountability, we still got to be faithful to our parents and grandparents because we're young, but not to the point where it calls us to sin. But when we become the age of accountability and when we become older, now we're going to have to make some adjustments when we're old enough to do so. And that's each individual's life. You serving the Lord, things cause you to sin, we know we're not supposed to be around there. We're supposed to be following the Lord, following the Word, following the Holy Spirit. Amen. So Abraham was faithful. It was a shaky foundation. But that's all right. God tore that foundation up and put his foundation under Abraham. Abraham found favor in the sight of God. And if he spoke to Abraham about going over to the land flowing with milk and honey, he must have been speaking to him at an earlier age as well. He developed that relationship and he believed God. God accounted Abraham's belief unto righteousness. Amen. Even Ishmael, when he was born, Abraham, Isaac, the seed of the promise, as the stars are in heaven, and Ishmael as the sand, the dust of the earth. Amen. There'll be kings coming from Ishmael, but the promise is coming from Isaac, through Isaac. Amen. As they begin to journey, and every time God spoke to Abraham, Abraham built an altar, sacrificed animals, and worshiped God right on the spot. Abraham said, I don't care if I have a wife, children. I don't care if I have a husband, y'all, but God first. Got to be first in order to get to your destination. Anybody else will deter you from what God is doing in your life. If you fall, get back up. If you take a wrong turn, turn around and make that right turn. Amen. If you're working on some architectural design or some building project, stop and get it right, then move on. The thing is to stay in the grace of God. Stay humble. Humble is an obedient state of life in the Lord. We got to take time to hear from God. Abraham was a praying man. You can't do these things. You can't build an ark without staying in the presence of God and praying. You can't. She never knew what an ark was. Noah. Abraham can't journey a long ways that he'd never been before unless he was directed by the Holy Ghost. Where are you taking me? He's not a madman. He's being led by the Spirit of God. The natural man, people absolutely on the other side of what God is doing unless you come in the sheepfold. People even can deliver a good message. It can almost persuade you. But if you don't know the word of God, it'll capture many people. But thank God we have his word. Thank God David said, I hide your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. The king memorized your word in my heart. So when false preachers come, when a false word come over the pulpit, when I'm walking down the street and somebody want to say something or prophesy or give me a word, or you go in some auditorium and somebody's preaching a word and they're lying, mixing it with the truth. Huh. Oh, watchmen. As long as we're doing right, we avenge every act of disobedience once our obedience complete. We can't live a lie and straighten out things. We have to straighten out our first, ourselves first. And if that means get ourselves together, that means get ourselves together. Ain't nothing we could do, Lord. I surrender so you could get me together. I want to be a part of this. I want to be faithful. I want to be meek. I want you to speak to my heart. I want you to lead me and guide me. The principles of Noah and Abraham brought great wealth and health, brings us to our destiny. Amen. We don't have to cry about that, the things that are going on in this world. But we begin to thank God that even though the enemy came in, but like a flood, you lift up a standard. And what we pray about, our heart's desire when we pray, we believe things before we even see it, before we even have it, before we even riding in it, before we even decorating it or cutting the lawn on it. Before our bank accounts are full, we got to believe God and swear the word, speak it. You said you will prosper me everywhere I go. You said you'll take care of me, Lord. I thank you for it. You said you'll bring me into my destiny. You said as long as I listen to the hearken diligently unto your voice, God, blessed shall I be. You said in 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. I thank you, Lord. I reverse the curse of the enemy. God, and I just bathe in your word. I meditate on your word day and night. Oh, God, you said I'll have good success. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. And not only that, God showed Abraham that your descendants will inherit this land, a land of Canaan flowing with milk and honey. And the Bible says Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. And know what Abraham did? He built an altar and began to worship God immediately. He didn't have to know anything else. If God said it, and he know God, he built an altar. When he went to sacrifice his son, don't you know? I don't know anybody who would sacrifice their son or anything like that. I don't know anybody who would even think about sacrificing their son. I don't know anybody who would even entertain the thought. That shaky ground. But Abraham knew God for himself. Nobody could have penetrated Abraham and God's relationship. And I believe all the things Abraham went through, it brought him up to the point in time as now. We can have a relationship with God. Ain't nobody can tell you otherwise. When God speaks to your heart, we don't have to run around and tell everybody. We just get that job done. We just know, amen, it's in process. And when God speaks to our heart, we don't have to call everybody or get a prophet or anything like that. Somebody to minister to us and ask if they touch and agree, is this prophecy real? Huh? We don't coincide with the flesh anymore. Not with people, places, or things, because when God tells us something and we know God, it's God. Don't concur with the flesh. But there's a couple of people you can call up that's in your corner that can touch and agree with you. You can share. Amen. Like people on this prayer line, the prayer warriors, Apostle Hubbard, amen. And the people that's like that guard you, the people that help protect you, the people that, amen, praying for your soul. Hallelujah. It's like you're growing up under them. And if you make a mistake, they'll let you know so you can get it right. Not to belittle anybody, not to usurp their authority on anybody, but just keeping it plain and simple. This is how you ought to do it. Correction. Correction. In love. Being with a gentle spirit. Amen. As they watch themselves in the Lord. Hey, that's a beautiful place to be. Amen. Amen. And you know what? That's what I have. That's what I have. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. What a powerful word. Sister, I have to pull the screen back up, but I do bless God for you. I'm not going to make any real comments, but I have to get the screen back up to put my sister on. Praise the Lord. We do bless God for it. It was powerful and stopped on a dime. I'm sitting up here writing, waiting for some more. Praise God. It was a blessing. You have to be obedient to what God has given you. So we thank God for our Minister Black as we prepare ourselves now to hear from my sister just a moment, and I'll open the line for you as soon as I can pull that screen back up. Oh, praise the Lord. We thank God for Mother McCormick getting ready to come on and give us the word for tonight. I hope you're on the 336 number. Minister McCormick? Yes.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure. All right. I give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And tonight I thank God for Pastor B.J. Hubbard on tonight. I thank God for her, and I thank God for all the ministers and friends and family that may be on the line tonight. I give glory to each and every one of y'all, and I just thank you for being able to be on to listen to what God has to say on tonight. Before I start this, I begin to pray, and I'm going to begin to say, Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I come before you, God, asking you, Lord God, to look on me tonight, God. I pray, God, that you'll give me the strength, God, to be able to go through, to be able to give your word, the word that you want me to say, God, that you will speak through me, that flesh will move out of the way, that you will have your way, God, that you will put it in my mouth, what you want me to say, God. And I thank you, Lord God, for it right now. God, forgive me for anything that I've said or done. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, excuse me. Our topic tonight would be, your attitude determine your altitude. And so I thought about that, and I said, I'm going to have a topic tonight. I'm going to have a topic that says, God is able to do what he said he would do. And so as I begin to think about the woman I'm talking about Hannah on tonight in 1 Samuel. And I'm not going to read the chapter. I'm just going to begin to, you know, talk about it. And then my next one would be talking about the woman with the issue of blood. So Hannah had a positive attitude. She was going through something, and yet she kept on thinking positive. Hannah was a woman of faith and ominous, and she was sanctified, and she was a patient woman. She was a lovely woman, and she prayed. She was a praying woman. She had a husband. He had another wife, and her name was Penna. Now, she had children, but Hannah had none. Hannah didn't even have any children. But Penna had some. Excuse me. Hannah didn't have any, but Penna did. Her husband went from the city year by year to worship and sanctify of the Lord of hosts of Shammah, where the two sons of Eli were the Lord priest. The day came that her husband, I can't call his name, I can't pronounce these words. Y'all have to forgive me for this. But anyway, the day came that Hannah K, I think that's his name, if I'm not mistaken, sanctified. He gave Penna, his wife, and all his sons and daughter a portion, which was a portion of the sanctified meat. That's what he gave them. But Hannah, he gave a double portion, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord had given her no children. See, the Lord had gave Hannah no children. Now his embarrassment and grieved Hannah. That embarrassed and grieved Hannah because she didn't have any children. When you got a husband, And even though there was another woman there, and she had children, and then when you got a husband, you want to give your husband a child. You want to give him. You don't want to walk around and not give him a child. And that just embarrassed her so, because she couldn't give a child. You know, but God has closed up her womb, and it said that because the Lord had left her childless. So years after years, Hannah went up to the Lord. How? She just kept going to the Lord's house, even though she didn't have any children. She didn't stop. She didn't stop going to the Lord's house. She kept on going. And Hannah provoked her. You know, you find these women sometimes, you know, and they might not even just be her. It may have been somebody else that provoked her, that's just maybe been talking about her, maybe been saying things about her. But it said Penna provoked her, so she wept. So she provoked her, so Hannah wept. She wept, and she did not eat. Then her husband said to her, "Hannah, why do you cry?" He was wanting to know, Why are you crying? And why do you not eat? You know, what's wrong with you? You ain't eating. And why are you grieved? Why are you grieving? You know, why are you grieving about this? And said, "Am I not more to you than 10 sons?" So Hannah, after they had eaten and drinking in shallow, she stood up. Then Eli was sitting on his seat beside a post of the temple, which is, the temple was like a tent of the Lord. And in her deep depression, a soul prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. She just stood up. She stood up. I guess she was just so full of it. She was just so full of it because she wanted her child so bad. She was just so full of it. She just desired to have her a child. But she stood up and she began to pray. She I mean, they may have thought she was weak, but she was strong. When you're weak, you are strong. That's what the word says. And it said she weak building. So she made a vow. She made a vow saying, "Oh Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction, the thing that I'm going through, of your handmaid." And earnest me. Will you come fast? Will you come quick? And remember me, because I need you today, God. I need you to help me, and not forget me, your handmaid. But will give me a son. I will give him to the Lord. She said, I will give him back to you, Lord, if you just give him to me. All his life, and no razor shall touch his head. No razor is gonna touch his head. So she began to pray. I mean, she was just really praying. And Eli noticed. Eli was sitting there, you know, looking. And he noticed her mouth. And Hannah was speaking in her heart. She was speaking in her heart, you know. And only her lips moved, but her voice would not hear. So Eli thought she was drunk. Now, I know. That's the way things is. Sometimes you trying to get through. You know, you're going through some situations in your life, and you're trying to get through it. And then somebody's looking at you and thinking that you're doing something different, thinking that you're not doing the right thing, thinking that you're drunk. And then they say to her, how long will you be intoxicated? That's what he said, meaning how long are you going to stay drunk? Then told her to pull away your wine. But Hannah spoke up. And see, this is the time that she spoke up. You know, when you're going through situations and people begin to talk about you, people get to say things about you, and you know that you're doing the right thing. Don't you sit there and not say something. You speak up. You begin to open up your mouth, and you speak up. And it says, Hannah spoke up. No, my Lord. I am a woman of sorrow, spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink. That's what she said to him. But I was pouring out my soul before the Lord. She was letting him know, I ain't drink no wine. I ain't drink no beer. I'm just talking to the Lord because I need something from him. And when you need something from the Lord, you begin to talk to the Lord. He said, if you have not, if you had not, you had not because you asked not. So she began to talk to the Lord. Hannah was letting him know that she was not a wicked woman, because there were some wicked women back in the day. She had been speaking to her Lord. Then Eli answered, saying, "Go in peace." Then he began to think about it. He said, "Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant your petition, which you have asked of him." Then she went and said, "Let your handmaid find grace in your sight." So she went her way, and she ate. Then her countenance means, you know, maybe her faith, you know, maybe things were where she might have been feeling or looking kind of different, but now she began to kind of cheer up a little bit. Her countenance change was no longer sad. She didn't have that sad look on her face like she always had. And then it says, then the next morning they arose and worshiped before the Lord and returned to their home in Ramah. And LK knew Hannah, his wife, in the Lord and remember her. Hannah became pregnant in due time. There was a due time for things to happen. And God remembered her. See, they let me know tonight that this lady, she wanted a child. And there may be some women out there today that want a child. But don't you give up, because God will remember you. You just stay positive and hold on, because God will remember you. It said peace comes from believing and receiving. God spoke words to you. Hannah took a stand. She took her problem to God. She didn't take her problem to nobody else. You don't have to take your problem to nobody else, because, see, they might be going through some problems. Take your problems to God when you're going through situations. She can teach us how to go through the fire, because a lot of times we are going through the fire. Don't realize as we go through the fire, Jesus is in the fire with us. Psalms 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God has his time to make it happen. Now, God has his time. He do. He has his time to make things happen. Jesus will stand by you when everyone else will not. When the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard. God wanted Hannah to cry out to him in a place where she could seek him. Because sometimes you get in a place, sometimes you in a place you just can't, you can't get it together. You just got to get somewhere and be still and seek the Lord. And then it says, peace come from believing and receiving God's spoken words to her. Our attitude is shaped by our belief system, what and who we believe, and matter great, because it determines our attitude, which in turn determines our altitude of God. Hannah had a right attitude while waiting on God. She did what the scripture said. And as we going through our situation and going through things waiting on God, we have to have that attitude. We can't be walking around upset and mad or whatever, even though you may get that way sometime, but think back and say, I know it's gonna happen. I know God gonna come through in the name of Jesus. And then it says that means having a positive attitude will bring you up higher in life versus having a negative attitude. So we have to have that positive attitude, then have that negative attitude. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Philippians 4:6-7 said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Peace of God, which surpasses all comprehend, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. And 1 Peter 5:6-7 says, therefore, armor yourself under the mighty hands of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time. And there was a proper time that he was going to exalt her. But the word of God said, but cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Proverbs 3:5-6. When you change your mind, you change your life. Now, you may not know how to do that, but your attitude total changeable. Determination. There are joy on the other side of pain. When we rely on power of God to enable us, determine keep going when the going gets tough. You may say, I am going to slow. You might be going through some things, and it looked like you just is making. You just going so slow. But it is best to go slow and not go at all, because you can miss it when you are too fast or moving too fast. Wait on what God has for you. and that is Hannah. And she waited on what God had for her because she got pregnant and she had that baby. And that baby was Samuel. She had that baby. Did I read? Lord, forgive me. Did I read it? Excuse me just a minute. Okay, there's a part I missed. Yeah, I think I missed this part. No, I did. I got it. Okay, now I'll go to the next one. I'm sorry about that. I'm going to the woman with the issue of blood. Yeah. Okay, the woman with the issue of blood. That's coming from, you can find that in Matthew 9, 20 and 22, or Mark 5 and 25, 34, or you can go to Luke 8, 43 or 48. This sick woman had been hemorrhaging for 12 years. That means she was legally unclean. She could not throw herself, therefore, at the feet of Christ and set her complaint. But her marlin harmonious uncleanness and press of the crowd made close connected well near a night impossible him her earnest to touch in some unnoticed way the hem of his garment. This was a woman of faith, and she was cured after many failures. What this woman really endured at the hand of the medicine man of the time, it left to the imagination what a touch was given by this story of knowledge, that she was suffering many things, many physical, and was no better, but rather growing worse. Okay, where men fail, Christ succeeds. Down the age, men and women could reclaim having been restored by Christ. What is not possible with man is blessed possible with God. Her disease was of long standing, yet she was swift healed, for as soon as she touched the hem of his garment, straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. If a person suffered for a while from a complaint and seeking no medical advice, but in the end goes to the doctor, he inquired, says, "You should have come to me sooner." But it is the glory of Christ God can heal those who come later to him in a moment of time. This sickness had made her look old than she was. If Jesus passed by the whip finger of the woman, burst the bore of Christ. It was just like a little hem, a skirt, like dress. And all at once, her childhood returned, a strength she had not noted for 12 years renewing her being, and she knew that Christ had made her whole. She knew whenever she touched that hem could have been like a little tiny little thing. She knew that when she touched the hem of his garment, that she was made whole, mean completely. As soon as the woman touched Christ's garment, he felt that virtue. See, Jesus felt it. Whenever she touched the garment, he felt it. Had gone out of him and turned about and said, "Who touched me?" Jesus turned around and said, "Who touched me?" Now, there was a lot of more people there in that crowd. They could have touched her too. But there was a special touch come from her. She was really discerned. She was really wanting this touch from Jesus. Because she heard about him coming. She heard about him coming that way. And she knew he was coming, so she just made up her mind, I'm going to go. Now, I'm just saying some things perfectly, what I'm finna say. She heard about that he was coming. So I can imagine she say, I'm going to go and see about this, you know. And say, as soon as the woman touched, let me read that again, as soon as the woman touched Christ's garment, he felt that virtue had gone out of him and turned about and said, who touched me? The disciples madly revoked Jesus. They rebuked Jesus. That's what they did. They rebuked Jesus by saying, thou seest the multitudes rubbing thee and saying, thou who touched me? Perhaps thy touch has been unnoticed by the eyes of those around, and she must have been one of many who touched the master that day as he proceeded on his realm of love. But a touch of faith came not, a touch of faith could not be hidden. That was a touch of faith that she, when she touched that him, it was just not just running up there touching him. That was a touch of faith. It says, faith come not being hidden from him. Quickly, the physician saw the patience and the trembling with self-confidence, but too greater and grateful to fail. She confessed to her touch of his robe. She told him all the truth. She told Jesus all the truth, but really, he already knew it. He already knew. She really probably didn't even have to tell him, because he already knew what was going on. She explained that open confession. She had an open confession to him. Is good for the soul. What a glory and gratitude her counsel must have had as she publicly stated that her brother for 12 years had rolled away. And I guess that probably was a lift off of her after she done touched the garment and she done made whole. All that brother that was on her is done rolled away. The crowd who listened to her confessing also heard the Savior benediction. He said, daughter, be a good comfort. Mean being good, a good cheer. Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. He was telling her that be a good cheer. He was saying your faith, letting her know, you know, you don't have to have a whole lot of faith. All you got to do is have, the Bible said, I have a faith as a grain of mustard seed. And I don't know, but if you ever seen mussels in a pack, they little tiny things. They so small, and when they so small, and back in the day when my daddy used to have mustard seeds, and he planted it in the garden, he put it in the dirt, and there would just be like one little mustard seed. Now that one little mustard seed, it would have a whole field of mustard by that little mustard seed. So what Jesus was telling her, her faith had made her whole. Go in peace. Go in peace. You can have some peace now. You may not have peace before, but now you can have some peace. You can enjoy your life a little better than what you used to in the name of Jesus. As a true daughter of Abraham, Luke 13:16, her faith is crowded by the master. It was not faith without a touch of a touch without faith. She believed it. She believed it was done. When she done that touch, when she touched him, she didn't just touch him. She believed it right then. It was done. She believed. She just I can't imagine just seeing her right now. I'm healed. I'm healed right now in the name of Jesus. Meaning her healing, so she could be used of having a testimony. So she could have a testimony to be able to tell somebody else that she's healed for all those years. From all those years that she couldn't even be around nobody, she had to be like, maybe like, this disease, this thing that's going on now, COVID-19. She had to, but it was just like she had to just be away from people. She had to be quarantined. She couldn't be around nobody. And I guess for 12 years she couldn't be around nobody. And it was just sad. And so it is encouraged to know that his favor power, his very hour can give new life to all who by faith take hold of his hymn of the word today. She continued to speak until she saw herself well. When she was going through, she probably, before she even got where he was, she probably already just spoke it. The word of God says, speak those things as though they were. She probably had already spoke it. She spoke it. She said she continued to speak until she saw herself well. And the woman hoped to be healed as she pressed through the crowd. For she kept saying, if I only touch this garment, I shall be restored to health. That hope was her goal. But she did not feel healed. She did not look healed, but she began feeling hope. With faith, feeling words, I shall be restored. She just kept saying, I shall be restored, me to health. I shall be restored to health. I shall be restored. She just kept saying it till she got it in her spirit. Just kept saying it. Just like eating that word. Just eating it. Just kept saying it. I am sure her head said, when. You know, that's where the enemy works at. He works at your mind, you know, in her mind, you know. He kept saying, why you ain't healed. But you don't look. He said, you don't look any better. You are not any better. Then she began to answer human reason by being more specific. When I touch his garment, I shall be restored. Help. She made up her mind, I know I'm going to be healed when I touch the garment. She was filling her hope with faith. Imagine, she set her own point of contact to receive her healing. Her words penetrated her spirit, and she began to see herself well. And she, you know, we got to see ourselves well sometimes as we go through situations. You got to see yourself well in the natural. And even like I think about my life when I was, I think about my life, not maybe not in being healed, but I think about my life when I want to graduate, in school. And I kept thinking positive. And then I had some people around me to tell me that I wasn't going to never make it, that I wasn't going to graduate at the age that I was. I wasn't going to walk that stage. But God showed me a vision one day and let me see that I was going to walk that stage and I was going to graduate. And I did that. I did it by the help of God. God helped me to graduate, and I walked that stage. So that's what we have to do. We have to keep speaking it, and we have to see it in the spirit realm, that we can make it. That growth worth imagine of despair and defeat had to give way to the faith filling word that comes from her own mouth. When she touched his clothes, her touch of faith made a demand on the covenant of God and the anointing that was upon Jesus. What she was saying was her faith taught. When she acted what she said and touched his garment, that faith that was in her became the substance of her hope, and her word became a living reality. This woman really had faith. I believe she knew what would happen if she just tried it, because she had tried other things. So I guess you said, I don't try, I don't went to the doctor, I don't spend all my money, I don't took all these pills, and I started taking pills, ain't getting no better. I'm not getting I'm not getting no worse. May not be getting no worse, and I may be getting worse, but I ain't getting no better. So why can't I try something else? Why can't I go and try Jesus? And so that's what she did. She tried the man. She tried Jesus. And faith gives subject to hope. Notice it was her faith made a demand on the healing anointed that was upon Jesus. Faith gave subject to her hope, and healing was manifest in her body. Hebrew 11:1 said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Sometimes you just have to speak it and let God do it. Sometimes you just got to speak it and let God do it, because you can't do it. And that can be in anything. That can be in natural, in the spiritual realm. We can't do it all. We got to give it to God. Let God work these situations out. She said, for if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. She spoke to herself about this. She knew how we talk to ourselves sometimes. And it happened. She had faith, because I believe she exercised her faith right then by touching the hem of his garment. Then her healing took place. This woman had heard the report about Jesus. She had been hearing about Jesus. She probably had been sitting around somewhere where people just studied talking about Jesus. So she heard that report about Jesus, and she believed it. She probably believed that report before she even got there. Who gonna believe the report? Who will believe the report of the Lord? And so she believed that. She just got that word in her. But she just had it already ready. She was just ready. You know, sometimes you can just get ready. You don't even got to be in church. Sometimes you can just get ready for your healing and get ready for your deliverance. And time it come forward, it hits you just like that. You'll be healed instantly. Instantly you heal in the name of Jesus. It came up behind him in a crowd and touched his garment. But he was wounded for our, Isaiah 53:5 says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripe we are healed. The Lord takes away the disease of man by healing them. He healed all kinds of disease, sickness among the people. Like faith, when you hear what the word say and believe it, God will move for you. This woman was determined. You got to get determined. Like the word of God said, your attitude determines your altitude. You got to get determined that you want things to happen. This woman was determined to be made whole. You got to be determined to go forward in things in life. Even though the enemy don't want you to go forward, but you get determined. Don't let nothing try to stop you. If things going to come try to distract you, things going to come try to make you don't want to do it. Whatever it might be in the natural, in the spiritual realm, you be determined. And you hold on and you trust God. And you lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways you acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. She could have just stayed in her sickness, but she didn't. Jesus delivered her. He did deliver her. Bold faith. That's what she had. She had bold faith. It was what the woman with the issue of blood had. Showing God your faith, and he will show you your strength. I'm almost finished. You believe when you pray. You speak it. Don't and wait. Wait on it. This woman was condemned by religious law to a feeling. A belief, she was condemned to believe that she was solid and unworthy. Not only was she unclean, but anything she touched was unclean. This meant it was her responsibility not to contaminate others. It was her responsibility not to contaminate anyone else. Speak on the word. Act on the word. Exercise on the word. Everything that God did, he spoke on it. He spoke. God spoke in the invisible. He spoke about, he said, let there be light. God said, let there be light. And the light came. The reason we don't get something is because we are not speaking on it. We're not acting on our faith and believing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. He's there all the time. Jesus is always there. Whatever we need, ask in the name of Jesus. His name has the authority. Come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The woman with the issue of blood has been set free. And we can be set free of all the things that we're going through. Jesus has already set us free. We just got to believe it. We just got to stand on it and believe that we're already set free. I'm going to end it, but I want to sing this little song. What I had, a little song I want to sing. Let me find my paper. Oh, I can't find it. I'll read this instead of singing. Today I was sitting and thinking how God is so good when we don't know how to do something. But he knows how to do all things. If I keep my trust in Jesus Christ, everything would be okay. The word of God is so good. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. I know that the word will help me if I keep believing in it and trusting that whatever I need, he will supply it for me. And Philippians 4:19 said, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his rich in glory by Christ Jesus. God will provide. Watch God provide. He will provide before your eyes. Watch him step right in. But you stand fast in his relationship with Christ. And let him speak to you a word. And things will change your heart and your mind. Don't stop trying. Don't give up. Trust in the Lord all at all times. Psalm 37:34. Say, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Psalm 37:39. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. Praise God. I hope each and every one have enjoyed what I spoke tonight. I hope someone got something out of it. And I thank Pastor Hubbard for letting me speak on tonight. Thank each and every one for being on the prayer line. Love you. God bless.
Praise God. Each one has brought forth such a powerful dynamic word. I'm telling you, I wrote notes and notes and notes on both of you. Praise God. And we'll be doing some sharing later, even if it's another day. But at this time, while the anointing is flowing, I'm going to prepare to open all the lines. And anyone that have any prayer requests, we're going to take those prayer requests and pray tonight. We thank God that we have ample time to cover those. And I just want to thank God again for the anointing. They did not bring no potato chips and hot dogs to us. Praise God. They were filet mignon, something we can have some substance to eat by, I mean to live by. So I thank God for that word, and I pray that it penetrated to each heart and their ears had opened to really hearing what we didn't need at this moment to put on the shelf, because we will need it again. And let's pray that it'll fortify some of the things that we already know, but some of the things we didn't, and he brought awareness that we would definitely be open to hear the Spirit of the Lord and move forward. At this time, we do have some guests on. If the prayer warriors would wait just a minute and let, if any, we have any guests that is listening tonight that will have a prayer request, we'll take those first and then any others that the prayer warriors have. Praise the Lord. We have the ministers here and the prophet Bird, I believe, is on the line, but also we have other prayer warriors. So anybody that have a request, we want to take those now. Whether standing in proxy for someone or you have your own concerns or whatever, we're going to take those requests.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Sister Magdalene McCormick stood up. And just wanted to, the word was good tonight. And Mommy, you did good, Mom. You did real good. I just want everybody to just lift my family up in prayer. We had 3 deaths this month. My uncle died, and then my other uncle, my grandmother's brother died, and then my father's brother died, and now my aunt is now a vegetable, so I don't know when they're going to pull the plug on her. But she went to her brother's funeral, and a lot of my family had came home. I think it was over 200 people there at the funeral, and she ended up getting COVID. And so now she's on the ventilator and she's brain dead. So I just want you guys to just lift us up in prayer. And I just want to, I'm doing good. I'm good. It's just a lot because the uncle that died, he was on dialysis. And my his brother died last year, and he was on dialysis. And now my aunt, she was on dialysis. So it's like bittersweet to me. And my mom said, "Don't worry about it. God got you." And I know He does, because I went to the lake today. And I'm not going to be alone. I went to the lake today with my husband, and the red bird just flew by. I was looking at the white birds, all these little white birds, and they were flying, and they looked so free. And I told my husband, I said, "I'm so jealous." And he said, "Why?" And I said, "They have wings. They can fly. They will fly all with the wind and all around the water and everything." And then this red bird just flew by. And I told, every time I see a red bird, I get so excited, because a long time ago in my 20s, a prophet had prophesied to me and said, every single time you see a red blood, that means you're covered with the blood. So every time I see a red bird, I thank God. I just thank Him for His many blessings, and I know that I'm covered, and it just reassured, and it made me feel really good. But that's all I wanted to say. I want to thank you all for your many prayers, and as I pray for you all, and have a wonderful week.
Praise God. We're going ahead and take that prayer request now before we take another one. So, Brother Black, since I'm not going to ask Mother McCormick, I know you've been praying in the house all the time, and Brother Black or either Prophetess Bird have anything to add to that? You want to go ahead and make a short prayer for her, and we'll take the other prayer requests. Brother Black, you two are ministering tonight, so are you there? Did his line drop?
No, I'm sorry. It was unmuted. Could you please repeat that, please? I'm so sorry.
Okay, Pastor Bird, are you available? Let me just switch it up that are doing that, Brother Black, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Brother, Pastor Bird, are you there?
Yes.
Well, anyway, let me go
ahead. I'm here.
Okay, can you take that one? Did you hear anything?
I heard it.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to say to Sister Bird, even as she was talking, I want you to know that grieving is part of the human experience. And sometimes as Christians, we don't feel like we need to grieve properly, that we are strong, and God knows that we're strong. But the blow that you've had impacted you, whether you know it or not. So God wants you to grieve in a healthy way, and it's all right. He don't want you to come into that place of grieving where it brings oppression and depression and that type of thing. But life and death is part of the human experience. And as we are Christians, sometimes we just got to go through that process so that God can heal us. So it's all right to grieve. Father, we praise you, we honor you, and we give you glory. And we just lift up our sister and that whole family to you, dear God, in the name of Jesus. God, yes, I know we all know how it feels when we lose one. But with to lose that many of our relatives, God, right behind each other, I know that it's hard for them. But we know, Father God, that you will never bring us to anything that you won't bring us through it. So, God, even through the process, even as she walked through, dear God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you strengthen her. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you support her and keep her in the name of Jesus. And God, even when she think about them, she'll think about the good times and all of the good things that they went through in the name of Jesus. And God, you are the only one that can comfort us. We can speak words. And we can say lovely things, God, but when you're going through, you just got to go through. But we never have to go through alone, because you said, I'll never fail you. I'll never leave you alone. So, God, at this time, her and the whole family, I just ask in Jesus' name that you would comfort them and strengthen them and be with them and lead and guide them, Father God, through this process of bereavement. And God, we thank you for their strength in you. We thank you for their faith in you. And even, Father God, as she was talking and as she was talking about those that was on dialysis, in my spirit, I picked up a little bit of fear because she is in dialysis. But I just need to tell you, sister, that God got you. He'll never leave nor forsake you. You are his, and he know all about it. Trust him. Jesus, yes. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Nobody but God, we bless you. God, any other prayer requests we thank God for that report and the prayer and the word that God sent. Anyone else? If not, we will want to pray with you if you requesting that God putting something on your heart. Don't let the enemy cause you to draw back and not release it, because while the anointing and you heard the word tonight. So let us just put our trust and faith in God and not lose our own understanding and rebuke the enemy. We'll just try to hold up anything that God has for us to share.
Okay. Minister BJ?
Yes.
Thank and praise God. I was trying to wait to see if somebody else had a prayer request, but just continue to lift up Sister Brenda Loria. She had to go back. I think I mentioned she had to go back in the hospital to get a feeding tube put in. And, of course, because she lost quite a bit of weight. She's a tiny person anyway, but just continue to trust God that he's going to bring her through that with no more complications, and that she's going to be able to keep food down, and just God continue to release his virtuous healing power in her body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and no complications with the feeding tube in Jesus' name. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen.
Okay, Mother McCormick. Mother McCormick.
Yes.
Can you pray for that real briefly? And we'll take
right.
Mother Pastor Sims on next.
Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, God, you know all about it, Father. You see Sister Brenda right now, God, and you see that about the feeding tube, God. We ask you right now, God, to touch her, Lord God, that she'll be able to keep food down in her stomach like you desire for her to keep it down, Father, because you made that body. You know all about it. And, God, you said with your stripes that she's already healed. And so, God, we just claim healing on her body right now, God, and we just claim her being able to eat normal and keep the food down in her stomach like it should be. And so, God, we're going to thank you. And Satan, we bind you. You have no authority over this woman, God, that she would be able to go forward, eat normal, be able to be healthy like she should be in the name of Jesus. And we love you and we thank you for it right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I don't think I told you, I don't think I knew on last Sunday, but my brother that you've been praying for, I want to thank you for continuing to pray for him. My brother-in-law Levi is at home and he's doing well, but tomorrow morning my brother has to have surgery on his leg. They found a blockage in the vein and they're having to go in. This is the second time, so the surgery is a little bit more complicated. They got to go in through his shoulder to get down to the blood clot, the blockage. And so I'm asking you all to please pray for him. His name is Alonzo Harris, and you've been praying for him. He kept going back to the hospital and going back, and they kept sending him home. But the test showed on, I think it was on Tuesday or Wednesday, where he had a blockage in that leg, and the nerves were, he couldn't walk on it anymore. So I thank you for your blessing me and always praying, and I ask that you continue to lift him up before the Lord. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Brother Black?
Yes, ma'am.
Pray for that one.
Yes. Okay, Father God, we just thank you right now. Lord, we lift up our brother right now, Mr. Harris, God. Lord, we decree a miracle, God. That's a
yes,
complicated
Lord.
Surgery, God. Lord, and it's uncomfortable. So, God, we lift him up to you right now, God. Lord, and we bind the hands of the enemy. We command that thing to dissipate, to disappear
yes.
in the name of Jesus. That blockage, that blood clot, in the name of Jesus, it is not of you, God. And we decree and we declare it, Lord, in his body, over his body right now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, you said by your stripes we're healed, and God, we're trusting you right now, God. We're going to believe your word concerning this clot, this blood clot, God. Lord, that he don't have to have that surgery in the name of Jesus, God. We
yes.
rebuke it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That's above every name, that blood clot, we bind you up and cast you back to the pits of hell from whence you came. And now we loose the healing virtue of God for the blood flow all around his body evenly, as steady flow, God, as you has already placed it in him, God. Lord, we just give you all the glory, honor, and praise. And Lord, we expect a good report, even from the doctors, even from his own lips of clay. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Black. Thank you.
Yes,
and this is Sister Edwards, and I would like for you to continue to pray for me concerning problems going on with my bowels and the heart test I have to do Thursday, and just continue to keep me in prayer. Thank you.
Mother McCormick, so you can pray and take that one. If Pastor Bird have anything else to say with that one, it's a prophet. This was Minister Bertha Edwards. This is our first time on, but we praise God for God blessing and touching. So would you take that prayer request concerning her bowels and also the heart test?
Father, in Jesus' name, we come again, Lord, asking you to look on our sister tonight, God. God, we ask you, Lord God, to look down on the heart test, Lord God, that
that she's finna take, Lord God, and look on the bowels, Lord God, whatever that situation might be that going on in her life. God, we know that you have the eye to see every part of her body, every being of it, everything that's going on. God, we ask you to move on her right now, God. God, we ask you to send forth your complete healing and deliver right now in her life. And God, we just going to claim it, and we just going to believe, God, that it's already done, because you said with your stripes that we are healed, and we believe it, God, and we claim it. We send it out to you, Lord God. You said if we send it out, that our world would return void. So, God, we claim it and we believe, God, that she's already healed in Jesus' name. And that Satan, we bind you. You have no authority over this woman, God, that everything is all right with her in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You have anything, Pastor Bird?
No, ma'am.
Okay, praise God. We're in agreement and believing God. And also pray for Sister Brenda, is she on? Sister Brenda, you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, give your request for prayer so we all be in agreement. You have some things coming up for your body, too. I mean, you don't have to give all the details,
yes.
But, you know, whatever part of the request you want us to pray.
Well, I have
and
a
the thing about it, she had an accident today, too. She told me this evening that just before time for prayer, that somebody hit her on the way to work this morning. Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Go ahead, my sister. Go ahead.
Well, I'm asking everybody to pray that that they won't find nothing. They want to go and do a castration to go and look in my heart on the 6th of April. They want to see what's going on with my heart, with the is the blood is going the right place, or my heart rhythm is working properly like it should be working, because there's two tests I took, the stress and the heart doctor did a test, and then both of them came out abnormal. So I'm asking everybody to stand in agreement with me, because I'm believing God that when they do go in there and look at my heart, everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
And pray for our sister now, because she's going to have her procedure tomorrow.
Yes, that's one thing I was supposed to remember. And once we did yours, okay, then evangelist now, they got to go and still regulate whatever that piece is in there, or a heart. I forgot what that thing is. Okay. Okay, any volunteers, either one of you three, to pray? You heard the request just now for Evangelist Brenda.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Evangelist Niles, we lift her up to you right now, God. Lord, ask you to ease her, Lord, heart, and Lord, soothe it, God. Even as they do the operation, Lord, let it be perfect. Let it be complete, God. Let it be easy to do, God. Lord, you be with her, God. Lord, from the breathing, when they put her down to sleep, God, be with her, God. Lord, work on the hands of the operation people, the doctors, God. Lord, give them wisdom on what to do, God. And Lord, even as she come out, God, let it just be easy, God. Let it be smooth. Let your anointing be on her, Lord, and that she know that you were there, God. You'll never leave her nor forsake her. Even Sister Brenda, Lord, distressed, God. Lord, hallelujah, that she can walk and meditate in your peace, God. We can bind that. We bind that stress up right now and give it to you, God. That stress is not of you. Even with the complications of the heart and the valves going the right way, God. Whatever upside down, God, we speak that it turns right side up. Not too much or not too little going in and coming out of the heart, God. Let it be a flow, God, which you orchestrated before the beginning of the world, God. I speak health right now, God. even healthy eating, Lord. God, we bless your name, God. We know every time we call upon you, you answer our prayers. Jeremiah 33:3. And we know that whatever we desire when we pray, we believe that we have received as we forgive all those who we have fought against, God. We know it's done and we count it. In Jesus' name, we count it done. Amen. Amen.
I'm going to come against the spirit of heart trouble, heart attacks, all kinds of things that we're hearing more and more in the body. I've been talking about this lately, but we want to come against that and this spirit over that, coming against these kidneys and those these blood clots, as well as, glory to God, the enemy with this cancer. Father, in Jesus' name, we bind up every satanic and demonic force of the evil one, of Satan, that come against, glory to God, the body of Christ. And we know, glory to God, we're the called out ones. And we know, glory to God, you said in your word, by your stripes we were healed. John 10:10 says that the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give life. We bind up this satanic force of trying to break these bodies down, especially in the house of God, the body of believers, glory to God. We are praying that every door be closed. We come against heart attacks and strokes, everything, glory to God. The enemy keep coming up with something, glory to God, with the blood flow, or something with the valve, or something, glory to God, with the blood clots, or something going on with the kidneys, something going on, glory to God, with cancer, or all kinds of other things and strokes. We plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, glory to God, in things with sugar, diabetes, and all stuff, glory to God, with arthritis. But this thing that he is really blowing it up concerning, glory to God, the heart, and concerning, glory to God, the kidneys and cancer, and glory to God, and these other things that are happening. We know, glory to God, it's not of God, so we take authority, and we take authority over every foul and unclean spirit, every thought from it, in the name of Jesus. And that we are hearing more about the bowels, the intestinal parts of people having to go, glory to God, because of intestinal problems. And even, glory to God, the healing some have gone through operations that are on the line, some have gone through when they took medication, there's other things, glory to God, the Lord blessed, and it was just an attack. But whatever the attack is coming from, God, we are praying that you give us wisdom, you give us how to pray, you give us how to close these doors, but we come against those forces that are beyond our control, and we just have to call on you and believe you for divine healing, that these foul spirits, glory to God, will cease from attacking the body in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus, untimely death and sickness and disease, anxiety attacks and the fears and the fretfulness and the stress that even come against, glory to God, even having the knowledge of these things. We plead the blood of Jesus that we will find ourselves in a place of submission, of rest, glory to God. Not that we will not have concerns, but we will not be overwhelmed with fear and torment in the name of Jesus, and insomnia and other things that are trying to come in and worry. What if? Some is, glory to God, that I have to go and take medical help. Glory to God, we believe in as you guide us. God, you're going to bless and give the doctors wisdom. They're not going to be ones that will come up and all they want is a dollar, or find out another way they can manipulate, glory to God, or even put out more tears. We're praying them precisely whatever you reveal, so we can be able to pray, bind, and loose. And whatever procedure may have to go, we're praying that it won't be nothing serious. So we're thanking you for the power of prayer and faithfulness, glory to God, as we continue to stand in the name of Jesus. We bind up every attack of the enemy that will come against our lives and our bodies and our families and our church family when we are praying and standing in the gap. We are praying for the blood covered and the protection and the shield. But pray, glory to God, even when the enemy comes in like a flood, you'll lift up a standard. And even when the voice come or either the attack comes, God, we are believing that we can tear down that stronghold, uproot it, and it will be as the enemy presented it in the name of Jesus. Whatever it may be, God, help us to keep our trust in you and the faith that we have to walk through it. Thank you for touching Pastor Burton, the apostle's shoulder, God. He went through the surgery, came through, fine, glory to God. We are believing, God, it's going to be a dynamic manifestation of your healing power, glory to God, in the time frame. Doctors say, but God, we don't know what you say, but just give her wisdom and continue to give her the help that she needs. We are thanking you, Lord God, for the reports we already been hearing, and glory to God, and those that we are going to continue to hear about what the Lord has done and what he is doing and will do. Keep us
all covered under the blood. Those that are getting ready to take their next shot, Sister Brenda, thank Apostle Burton, and myself, and glory to God for this next vaccine. Glory to God, the second one don't have all these side effects and these attacks and whatever else. God, Pastor Bird just had hers the other day, and the enemy did come up against her body for a day or two, but thank God that she's better and doing good and was on the line tonight. Glory to God with the fever and with the body ache and all of that. But, oh, it attacked for a day. But God bless through the power of prayer, bringing her through. So we are praying, even those that are making the decision, being led by the Spirit when to go, God, we pray against those things that will come for a day or two, but some we don't even have to have at all. So we just believe in you, God, that you continue to keep us. Most of all, keep on helping us keep our minds fixed on you, doing the will of the Lord, staying in that word, being obedient to what you're saying, trusting you and not leaning to our own understanding, being fighting the good fight of faith and the faithfulness when it started out with the word tonight and the faithfulness over to God, even with my sister in the faith, Lord, everything filled back with faith and being committed, obedient to the Spirit of the Lord tonight. Praise God. I thank you, and we give you glory and praise and honor in Jesus' name. We have probably about 5 or 6 or more minutes, glory to God, so whatever it is, it's going to be a minute to just give your remarks concerning the word tonight. So try to make it a minute. If you hear me say praise God, that means please go ahead and cut it so we can take it to the next person. Bless the Lord, because we don't have that much time. But we do thank God for that word so powerful, and also the prayers and prayer requests that gone forth in Jesus' name. Any remarks, at least encourage the man and woman of God tonight, you can maybe just go ahead and say it. Praise God real quick. Okay. No remarks?
Thanks. Yes. I'm grateful for the word that went forth tonight from Sister McCormick and Brother Black. It was a good word, and I enjoyed it. It really was a lesson and an inspiration. Thank you so much. God bless each and every one of you.
Praise
the Lord.
I like that. Praise the Lord. I want to thank Brother Black and
Mother McCormick.
The awesome word that they brought forth tonight. It really was an inspiration to us, and then an eye-opener for me, so that I have to search myself and evaluate myself, you know, and with my walk and trusting and faith in God. And also, we got to move the flesh out of the way.
Yes. Praise God.
I'm sorry. This is Elder Tila Black, Robert's sister. And I do thank God for the word on today. One thing about God's word is that he always gives us revelations, something new. Every time we can read the same scripture over and over again, but he will give us a new revelation. And another thing is his word will not return void, but it will accomplish that which he sent it. God bless you.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for the man of God and the woman of God that spoke tonight, my Aunt Magdalene and Brother Blight. I thank God because we do. We have to have that kind of faith. Just stretch out on it. Thank you, Lord. I'm learning. I'm eating. And I'm digesting the word that y'all been giving me. I thank God for Blog Talk. I thank God for Pastor BJ. I thank the Lord for each and every one of y'all that encouraged me in the word of God. Y'all be blessed and keep on keeping on in the Lord, because he is good. And I do have a testimony for that sister that's going through the heart catheterization that they're going to do. I had to have one. They said there was something wrong with my heart. But I tell you the power of prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When I felt that warm sensation go inside of my heart, that's when I went. I kept putting it up. They tell me I'm going to fall dead. But I told that lady, that nurse, each time God gave me a scripture, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And I did go to that specialist in Florence. And they went in, they did what they thought they was going to have to do. He told me all the senses and wars they were going to have to put in my heart. But I tell you, God brought me out victorious.
Praise God.
When I woke up, he was scratching his head saying he didn't understand. But I reached back with everything within me, and I told him, I said, Jesus is the highest physician, and he's still in the miracle working business. He's still in the healing business. He is the healer. He is the everything. Just stretch out in it. I'm learning to stretch out in it. I love y'all. Y'all be blessed in the Lord.
Wonderful. Praise God. Right on time testimony. Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, praise the Lord. I thank and praise God and appreciate both speakers tonight. Brother Black did an awesome job, and Mother McCormick. And I just wrote down three words: relationship, obedience, and faith walkers. In Jesus' name, I thank God. God, so much. You guys did a wonderful job. God bless you both. Amen.
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 God bless you.
Praise God. We bless the Lord. Amen. For the prayer report and also the prayer. And thank God for such a blessing in obedience. Everybody was brief and they brought out what was needed, and plus the testimony came out of it. So we go glorify the Lord and thank him. And we bless God. You know already, I'm already full of just what God has already said and what God has blessed. I'm not going to take up any more time because we're about to cut off right now and just make the announcement. Next Sunday, it will be, we have Monday night prayer, of course. But next Sunday, it will be Minister Brenda, Evangelist, and also Pastor Sims. They will be bringing forth the word. And our theme, of course, all month is your attitude will determine your altitude. So we believe in God. We're going to do a dynamic job through them, too, as well as our heart burn tonight with such powerful impact. And some of the things that was brought out in the midst of it was great. And I'm telling you, both of them went on about their father's business. And I'm telling you, and the Lord just even blessed and stretched, and he was definitely stretching Mother McCormick. He's fired up too as well. We thank God for all the both of you, how you all submitted yourself and committed yourself to listening to the voice of God and bringing a word that will bless us tonight. And thank God as we continue to pray you one for another. Keep those things prayed up as you listen. That glory of how much we hear in reports about the heart and this and that and blood and kidney and cancer and all that. Just keep that thing flowing every night. We can pray and don't forget our youth, especially what's going on now and all the murder and all the different craziness the enemy is putting thoughts and things in people's heads and all this other stuff that's happening and what's happening to our youth. We'll determine the enemy is not going to have them, but we got to pray because he is stealing. But God is still moving and prayer is still going on, and we still have many that are still living and trying to live even at a young life and others that are coming into Christ. So we bless the Lord. Help us to hold on to our joy and our peace and keep praying and binding and loosing that we shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord as we stay in the ark of safety on this journey. Because we can't live any type of life and glory to God and expect God to bless mess. We got to line up with what his word is saying, and the more and more we're going to see the manifestation of the power, him operation in us, and also for us to be blessed spiritually, physically, and naturally in the name of Jesus, and finances to flow as well, and wisdom, glory to God, with how to use it. We bless God for all of you, and thank God for the joy of the Lord being our strength. God's blessings upon you as we get ready to depart off the phone, but not from his presence. I pray continued blessings all week. Glory to God in the weeks and months and years to come. But in the meantime, shalom. And I pray, glory to God, that you have a blessed night. And we look forward to those that will join us on a Sunday night. I mean, on Monday night. Amen. Praise God. We love you. Shalom. Shalom.
Love you. Shalom.
Shalom. Wonderful word, praise God. 60 seconds, but we love you. Good night. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's disrupt it. Praise God. We give God glory. Amen. He's wonderful. Thank you, Lord.